You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action in Thurles. We've got a 7-race National Hunt card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Morning, Mark. Pretty good today.
Good man. And what do you make of Thurles?
Oh, I think it's typical Thurles. Regular punters all know that this track doesn't attract the greatest of horses, and we've got a similar theme here today. No real stars, but we have got a lot of informed performers, and we've got what I consider to be quite an intriguing beginner's chase for starters. So hopefully we do get off to the perfect beginning.
Hopefully so. Let's get stuck into it then. The first race, the beginner's chase that Andy's on about there, is the 105. It's over 2 and 3 quarter miles rather, and Venetian Demai heads the market at 5-2, 7-2 for Salsa Sensation. Mr. Steadfast is 11-2, 6-1 for He Is Top Class. Swanty K is 8-1, and then 12-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you like in the opening then, Andy?
Yeah, this is probably the race of the day, really, and I'm looking forward to seeing Venetian Demai. From the Jim Draper stable. Horse that I followed pretty religiously, it has to be said, through last season over hurdles. And although he only won the one race, which was when he was odds on his last start at Limerick, he finally got off the mark that day. His performances in defeat prior to that were of a fairly high standard. He just kept bumping into some useful novices that were just basically too quick for him. And, you know, you look at the horses he was up against, the likes of Vegetariat, Risebrook, and one or two others of note. Rue de France, of course, who was favourite to win the Martin Pump Conditional at the Cheltenham Festival. He had to play second fiddle to him one day. So he was in quite deep on his hurdling campaign. But what we've got to look at is this horse is a typical Jim Draper type, but a real old-fashioned lolloping chaser that has just basically been marking time until he goes over the larger obstacles. And he is, don't forget, a four-time winner in the point-to-point field prior to his season over hurdle last year. So this is basically what he's been waiting to do for the most part of his career. And he finally gets a chance to strut his stuff. It has to be said, this is quite a weakish-looking beginners apart from him. We've already seen several perform so far in the summer jumping period. They've all run to a realistically decent standard, but you'd expect with a clear round here Venetian Demai to wipe the floor with this lot. It's just whether he's fit enough to do himself justice. Hopefully Jim has got him somewhere near his best, because a fit and well Venetian Demai over fences should be good enough, and he's not a bad price either.
Right, good stuff. Venetian Demai then, the selection for Andy in the 105. The second race is the 135. This one is a handicap chase over 3 miles. It's for five-year-olds and older, rated 0 to 109. Father Humphrey is a non-runner here, number 6 on the card, because he won at Fairy House on Wednesday. And that leaves Vic Approach at the head of the market at 3-1. 9-2 for One Fine Morning. Magical Mother is 11-2. 7-1 for Spring Bell. Cool Nagana Giggs is 15-2 with a barter, and 10-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the absence of Father Humphrey then, Andy?
Yeah, shame Father Humphrey doesn't run, really, because he lowered the colours of the horse that I napped yesterday to Nicole Ladd. And to be fair, this horse buried him, to be honest. I thought he was going to win my horse jumping the last, but he just wasn't quite good enough. So that does leave the door right wide open here for something to take advantage. And I'll probably go with the likely recipient of that in the shape of Vic Approach, who is now inherited favouritism because of the Father Humphrey's absence. And I just like the way this horse is going at the moment. I can't believe he got beat the other day. When he was well handicapped over hurdles, he looked like he was going to justify his favouritism at 13-8 when a 33-1 poke in the first time Hood came and nutted him in the latter stages. But he's gone on to obviously prove his well-being following his win prior to that in a chase at Tremor, when he beat quite a decent field, actually, in the shape of Dararan and Old Storm. But he was by far and away the best horse in that race through the majority of it. He travelled well, he jumped well, he always looked the winner. And I think if he can run up to that level here, he could well be good enough again. That's not taking anything away from the likes of Springbell and Abarta, who, of course, are second and third, respectively, on their previous encounter. And, of course, chuck into the mix One Fine Morning, who looked as though he was going to win the last day until downtime found something on the running. So it's quite a nice little race, this. I won't be overly dogmatic, but Vic Approach is in such good form at the moment that he deserves respect there.
OK, on to the 2.10 next race three on the card. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Blazing West is the 6-4 favourite. 15-8 for Hello Sweetie. Cherry West is 5-1. 10-1 for Whipper's Dream and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. Priced up as a bit of a match between Blazing West and Hello Sweetie. Do you see that with yourself, Andy?
I do, yeah. This, I think this is quite a weak mare's maiden hurdle. And it should be a fight between the two, as you say, Mark. Of the two, I'm certainly prepared to give Blazing West another try. I tipped this horse the other day down in Clonmel. And for a majority of that race, it looked as though it was going to oblige and justify my confidence. But to be fair, the winner, 10 times better, was much too strong in the latter stages of that race. And it was quite a strongly run race as well, courtesy of the pace that Blazing West set. And the time figure of the race was also good. I just don't think that Blazing West managed to maintain that level of strong galloping for 2.5 miles on soft ground. But dropping back to the minimum trip today, around a track where she's already gone quite well in the past, I'd expect Willie Austin's 7-year-old mare here to get the better of Hello Sweetie, who similarly has had quite a few chances as well. But the speed figures are telling me that Blazing West is the quicker horse of the two, so that's the way I'm going to operate and make Blazing West my strongest bet on the card in the 2.10.
Blazing West on the strongest bet then in the 2.10. On to the 2.40 next race four on the card. This one is a mare's handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. Perfect Woman, who arrives here on the back of a hat-trick, is the 5-4 favourite. 4-1 for Maid Delia. Hat-trick Seeking Urban Dusk is 9-2. 11-2 for Behurna Lady. Lost Book 7s and 16s for Maria. Some informed horses in there, Andy. So which one comes home in front?
Yeah, not more so than Perfect Woman. I'm going to have to revise my opinion on this horse. I was a little bit lukewarm about her chances a few starts ago at Sligo when I tipped another horse in the race against her, and she handled the ground pretty well. And I've always maintained that she's a better horse on better ground, and that, like I say, has to probably be reenacted again at courtesy of her win at Cork the other day over hurdles. The fact that she now gets the race on slightly better ground will certainly play more into her strengths. She's clearly in great form. Mickey Winters is fantastic with these horses, particularly mares when he gets them in good form. He just can continue with them at a very, very high level. I still think she's quite well handicapped, and she beat a horse in the shape of Notification, who's a fairly useful horse on his day as well. Obviously, May Delay has got to be a factor with that good run the other day beyond Jab Robert Punchestown. And Behurna Lady's in good nick as well, along with Urban Dust. So it won't be easy for Perfect Woman to complete the four-timer. But her speed figures are good. She just looks in a happy place at the moment. And I like the continuity of the fact that Michael Winters is pressing on with her as well. So she gets the obvious vote there in the 2.40.
Sticking with Inform, Perfect Woman then in the 2.40. The 3.10 is the fifth race on the card. This one is a maiden hurdle over 2.75 miles. Very short price favourite in the shape of That's Nice. 1-6 at the head of the betting. 4-1 for South Circle. Sussex Road is 25-1. 33s for Be An Aristocrat and 50-1 for Mordecai. So a very short price favourite. Andy, can you see past That's Nice at all?
No, I think we need to brush this race to one side really and not talk about it too much, because it's going to be That's Nice's for the taking, bar accidents. A winner of a bumper 2 starts ago at Roscommon, and made a promising start on this season with a good 4th over hurdles at Listowel in a very hot race won by Grecian Tiger, who, as we all know, won yesterday at Fairy House. And also Maloisha Tim. If you cast your mind back to Cork on Sunday, this horse managed to win a Grade 3, albeit of a weak nature. But like I say, it's there on paper that form has worked out really well. And to be fair, That's Nice only just succumbed to that good field in the latter stages, because he was bang there in with a chance off the home turn. He just wasn't quite good enough. But this is really easy pickings for Michael Horrigan's Charge, and barring accidents, he should oblige.
OK, moving on to the 3:45 next. Race 6 on the card, this one is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Thankfully, this one is more competitive. 5-1 for Manuka at the top of the market. 11-2 from Sevens for No Kidding. Omega Springs is 11-2 as well. 7-1 for Copy Print. Redwood Bay, another at Sevens. Tens for the Drunken Doctor. And 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in there, Andy? Could be a bit of value?
Yeah, one or two horses have been backed. Definitely Mark here. Up against the front two in the market. But it's those two that I'm going to concentrate on for the selections, or the selection. It was that race that Manuka took out in Clonmel a week ago when he managed to fend off Omega Springs, who was my tip on the day. And I'm going to go with Omega Springs to get his revenge. Liam Casey's charge, I thought, was probably given a little bit too much to do by the amateur rider on that occasion, and rather let Manuka slip through his fingers. But he was closing him down quite rapidly on the running. And it certainly gives me hope that the form will be turned around, particularly now Sean Flanagan's on board and obviously the amateur rider isn't. Obviously, Manuka's got to be respected because Carl Thornton obviously did a really good job with this ex-Michael O'Callaghan inmate to get it to win first time out. But this is, like I say, another day, different ground, different track. And I'm hoping that Omega Springs will to be able to get the better of his old adversary on this occasion. 11-2 with William Hill. I think Omega Springs rates a decent each-way bet there in the 3:45.
Decent each-way pick there for Andy then. The 4:15 is the seventh race on the card. We finish with a 2-mile bumper and 2-1 joint favourites this morning, but going opposite ways in the market. Nokraha Boss is 13-8 out to 2-1. Timon is 5-2 into 2-1. 11-4 for Ball Dark, who was 2-1 earlier on in the day. 6-1 for Thinking in My Sleep. 16s for Winsome Bucks. And 20-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who would you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, interesting. There's good money and the price is telling us that Timon is very strongly fancied this morning from the Andrew Slattery stable, related to one of his stable stars, also called Pumbaa, who is a very useful horse in his own right. Whether Timon is good enough to win this first time off the shelf is obviously up to question, but the money suggests he is going to be. But that said, I still think he's got a decent standard to live up to, courtesy of Nokraha Boss, who for me definitely brings the best form into the table. A winner of a point-to-point, two starts ago, and made his Royals debut of the day down in Cork to a fairly high standard. He had the tongue tie on the hood on for the first occasion, and he ran right up to what is a, considered a very decent beginning first time up behind Exhortaris and Babbling Stream. He managed to split that pair. Obviously, the winner's trained by Aidan O'Brien, the third is trained by Willie Mullins. So if you're managing to split two rivals from such exalted stables, and you've obviously got to be well respected. Finney McGuire's obviously been booked, he's son of Adrian, and this horse looks a very, very strong stayer, so I'd imagine quite a bit of use will be made of him. At 5-2 as well, generally speaking this morning, he doesn't look a bad price, this horse, against a horse we don't know a great deal about. So Nokraha Boss is the logical choice for me in the final race.
Okay, Nokraha Boss for Andy in the lucky last. Timon for any Lion King fans, being a brother to Pumbaa. But let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through our selections one more time.
Yes, not a great card today at Thurles. There's only one or two bets I could see amongst them. In the first race, I'm quite keen on Venetian Demai with a clear round. Vic Approach gets the choice now. Father Humphrey doesn't go in the 1:35. But best bet in the card is Blazing West in the 2:10. She's well clear on my speed figures. Perfect Woman's been expertly campaigned by Mickey Winters, and I expect the four-timer to be achieved there in the 2:40. That's a nice look to shoe-in in the 3:10. 3:45, I tipped Omega Springs last week, and I thought he was a bit unlucky to finish second to Manuka. Hopefully today he can gain his revenge. And in the final race, Nokraha Boss sets a reasonably decent standard. Hopefully his form might be good enough to take that to 4:15.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck, and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.